welcome you back to the home stretch of the 4 o'clock hour of Sports Talk on a Monday because, well, we call it Divine Shine.
Down the lane he comes, floating around the wing, got it! 0.3 seconds remain! Ooh, Damian Lillard, how dare you!
Swing and a miss! 20 strikeouts for Max Scherzer.
Kenyon Barner, you just cannot stop him. He has put on a show here tonight.
It's Messi! Into his shorts and he'll still be cool.
That Messi is always cool.
I wonder if he's ever heard that call.
Ray Hudson?
No, Messi.
Oh, Messi. We'd have to translate it to him. That could take years. We'd have to explain what Ray Hudson is and who he does.
Yeah, I get it, but...
Anyways, the Divine Shine segment is brought to you by Hop Valley's Divine Shine Hybrid Ale. It's a bright, hazy appearance, tropical aromas, and a velvety, smooth finish. It is unfiltered. Hybrid Ale packs a bunch of flavors while keeping the drinkability of a blonde, the creaminess of a half, and all the hop aroma of a Northwest Pale Ale. There is nothing else like it on the marketplace right now. It is perfect for drinking some during some day baseball. It's available in 12-ounce cans and 12-ounce bottles or on draft at various local watering holes. So Divine Shine, Steve and I, and Alex, when he's here, again, Alex isn't here today, we bring up the best performers from the week, the weekend, and who shined brightest and who is going first?
I never lead off.
Okay, that's fair.
Let's go with your favorite, the Los Angeles Dodgers, 2.5 back in the West, shining. Boo.
It is possible!
You having to hear about the Dodgers, me having to hear about the Celtics, this is horrible. Well, they swept the Mets. I think North Eugene could probably take 2 out of 3 from the Mutts. But they've moved the season high 6 games over 500. Hey, it was only May 16th. They were 10 below. Whoa. Injuries, especially to Kershaw, then Corey Seager, done for the year. They've got only 29 innings from Ryu before he went back on the DLs out to late July. They've gone plum homer crazy. They need the National League in dingers. They hit 7 against New York yesterday, one shy of the team record for a single game, and they got their $35 million man Clay Kershaw back Friday. He threw his 55-pitch limit, allowed 2 earned over just 3 innings. Velocity, okay, and they expect when he throws Thursday against the Cubbies, another limit to be in place. But at this point, you can't ask for much more. They're back in it and shining.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!
All right, my first one is Toni Kroos of the German national team. He shined against Sweden on Saturday.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible!
So hyped. Let me first set the stage here. So Germany were in trouble going into their second game of group play in Group F. They lost to Mexico, which means they need points in their second game, and a draw wasn't really going to be enough, knowing that they are the world champions. They're sitting in third place. Mexico that morning had already won against Korea. This just wasn't going to cut it for the reigning World Cup champions. So Germany's starting center back Jerome Boateng gets sent off with a red card, leaves Germany with 10 men for over 20 minutes of play in the second half. Normally when a team goes down to 10 men, the other team attacks like there's no tomorrow, tries to get a second goal, take advantage of the other team only having 10 men, but instead it was Germany on the front foot of the attack. Sweden held on for 19 of the final 20 minutes against Germany before giving up a silly foul on the edge of the 18-yard box for one final chance. Toni Kroos set up with the ball with Marco Reus just in front of him. Kroos just takes a short pass to Reus, who stops it, kind of rolls it forward just a touch, and Kroos takes a bender of a shot. It was just beautiful. Around the wall, past the Swedish keeper, who only had about a second to see where it was going to go, and by the time he saw it, he was too late. It bends into the back of the net. Germany wins 2-1. When I was watching this, I actually jumped. I was standing up watching the game while doing some moving, and I physically jumped into the air. I've never done that. So if you're going to make me jump for a team after scoring a goal for a team I'm not really rooting for, this is a shining moment.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!
and one of my pet World Cup teams, Uruguay, is shining.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible!
They smoked the host Russians 3-0 today to win Group A, and they've yet to surrender a tally. And I've got to confess, I kind of did the blank map of South America, had trouble finding Uruguay, finally figured it out, that borders both Argentina and Brazil, and when you consider the corruption around them, actually seems like kind of a stable place. They've got freedom of the press, and in a recent evaluation was ranked number one in democracy and peace in Latin America. And this team will advance to the knockout round along with Russia. And they are tenacious defenders. And with Suarez, who had another goal today, have the strikers to find the back of the net. Like the Fox analyst said, doesn't matter which powerhouse country looms. They see La Celeste or the blue sky on their schedule in the next bracket. They will have cause for concern. My boys from Uruguay, shine it.
Very nice. All right, my last one here. Nolan Arenado of the Colorado Rockies shined this week.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
Anything's possible!
So Arenado is very much in the running for NL MVP about halfway through the season, and it's because he's having weeks that most players would like to have in a month. Arenado started the week hitting .305. He ended it hitting .318. And some of you might be yelling from your rooftops in your cars, but he's hitting at Coors. What about the humidor? Let's see him do it anywhere else. And to that I say, stop yelling. Nolan had 5 home runs in 6 games this week, 13 RBIs, including 5 of them in one game against the Mets, which the Rockies won 6-4. He hit .379 during the week with a 1.839 OPS, 7-8 extra base hits, and struck out 7 times as well. The Rockies' third baseman won his first NL Player of the Week award for his showing, but the bigger award is in fact being in this segment and shining.
Oh my heavens!
Oh my heavens. Not your heavens.
No.
My heavens.